reading from, and ask you to pray for us for a few minutes of time, that God will just take this word, a message that I've never preached before, but God has laid on my heart today in such a strong manner that I want to try to follow God while you pray. And I believe that we, on the last time that we were here, on the 9th, we made mention of this, and it, God has been working with us on it for some time. I often talk to you and tell you that when God visits with me in the car or at work or at the house, wherever it is, I try to write it down. And this morning, this is what I wrote down many weeks ago when God started dealing with my heart. These are special to me, because how many of you have time with just you and God, to where He talks with you, and not in an audible voice, but in a spiritual voice that deals with your heart? And sometimes it's a voice of conviction. Sometimes it's a voice of praise and worship. Sometimes it's just a meditation upon how good God has been to us today. And I would have to say, by looking at this audience, that God has been good to every one of us. He has done so much for us and given us so much today. Book of Deuteronomy in the 11th chapter. The 11th chapter. Reading just one verse. One verse. He says in verse 24 of the 11th chapter of Deuteronomy, "Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea coast shall your coast be." And let's stop reading there with that 24th verse today. And this morning, I'd like to bring to you a message: keep on walking. Keep on walking. The Bible is full of promises to each and every one of us. And I pray that God would just let me bring to you the message the way that He laid it up on my heart. Every one of us needs to realize that there is no time for us to stop. We need to keep on walking. The promise was unto Moses that everywhere the soles of your feet shall trod shall be yours. And God laid out the boundaries of all of Canaan land. He said, from the wilderness and Lebanon, and from the river Euphrates, even to the uttermost sea shall your coast be. Going from the wilderness that they came out of, to Lebanon, to the river Euphrates, all the way over to the Mediterranean Sea. All of this land shall be yours, and an inheritance for your children, if you keep on walking. If you keep on walking. I think just that statement ought to encourage many of us, all of us today, to never stop walking. Every promise God has given, we ought to walk on it. We ought to stand on it and keep moving. That God, you promised me this. If I, as He says in verse 26 and verse 27, He said, "I have set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which you have not known." God has said that as long as we keep walking and holding to His promises, there will be blessings in our life. And I hear that song, God has been so good, so good to me. As we keep walking along the journey, he did not say that it would be easy. After the children of Israel left the wilderness, Brother Brad, they still had battles they had to fight along the way. God forewarned them before they crossed over. You will have battles. But be of good cheer, for I am with you. In fact, Moses walked as far as he could walk. And one day God took him up on a high mountain. And he got to view that land that God told him about. But you know that Moses did not get to go into that land. God buried him on the top of that mountain because of his disobedience and striking the stone instead of speaking to the stone. But the same promise that God gave to Moses, he gave to Joshua. Joshua, keep walking. Can I encourage you this morning? Keep walking. There is no limit to what God will do if we just keep walking. We keep walking. Some folks today has got God in their life. They are saved and no question about their salvation. But they have stopped walking. They've sat down on the Lord. And they just sat down and they're happy where they're at. But I encourage all of us today, get up and start walking again, because God's got more in store than what you're enjoying right now in this hour. Just to be saved is a blessing. But can I get a witness on a Sunday morning? God's got more for us if we keep walking. He's got more for us. His promises have not come to an end. And you say, well, if I keep going and these promises and these blessings continue, where will they go? One day we all will take our last step. Hallelujah. We'll all take our last step. And then we'll cross over that death's chilly Jordan water. But there'll be a friend there to guide us to the other side, to where a place where we won't have to worry about walking anymore. The Bible says we walk by sight now, or by faith rather, but then we shall walk by sight, all of our faith being left behind us. But often in this journey, and we've all been there, we've all been in this situation where we just sit down and say, I can't go anymore. How many of us has faced a mountain in our life? Or maybe many mountains. And we come to the foot of that mountain and we just sit down and say, I can't go on anymore. I can't walk. The mountain's too high. The road is too hard. I just can't go anymore. Or we come to a desert in our life. See, a mountain you got to go up. A desert is a low plain, but it's hot and it's weary. And a lot of times you're going without any water whatsoever. And we say, Lord, I've gone as far as I can. And maybe we feel like the patriarch of old. I think I'll just sit down here and die. And I'm just preaching to you from my heart this morning. I have been in both of these situations. But thank God there was a fire down on the inside that said, get up and keep walking. You've got too much at to risk by just sitting down. Because you see, this promise is not just to me, but it's unto my children and unto my children's children. I walk often, Sister Rachel, not because I have the strength, but because God gives me the strength to go on another mile because of my love for my children and my children's children and my church and the family of God. You see, I believe today individuals and churches have gotten in trouble because we just sat down. And this is a good place, don't get me wrong. But this is not all that God has in store for us. He's got more tomorrow than we even had today. The Bible says that His blessings are renewed each and every day. And we just have to keep walking. You say, but it's getting so hard. How many of us sometimes we feel like we're walking all by ourselves? Nobody's walking with me. But let me affirm to you this morning, Jesus said, I'll walk with you. I'll walk with you every step of the way. And I go back, God brought it to my remembrance that you remember when they was coming through the wilderness, a lot of steps they had to take. But they had a fire by day or by night and a cloud by day that led them. And everywhere they went and they walked for 40 years, they walked. But yet the soles of their shoes never wore out. Oh, hallelujah. God will walk with us even when you feel like you can't walk. And you feel like, Lord, I'm about wore out. But they never wore out. God refreshed them often along this journey. Sometimes we have to keep walking to sustain ourselves. I think about so much in life that requires that we keep walking or we keep moving. Just because we have a job doesn't mean that we'll always have a job if we don't keep moving and keep walking. We always are having to learn. That's part of walking. That's part of movement. And in with our kids and in our church and even in our marriages. You know, and I don't know why God gave this to me this like this, but you know, if we said, well, we're married and that's the end of it, no, you have to keep moving. Marriage is an ongoing, and I don't want to use the word problem, but it's an ongoing work. Because marriage can be a problem, amen? There's times that it's hard. And we just have to keep moving our marriage to in our lives and our jobs and our churches to a different level. If you stay where you're at, you'll become complacent. And you'll never want to grow. You know, and this is the way the Lord gave it to me. We want our preachers, we want our pastors, we want our deacons and our song leader to be always moving and growing and full of the Holy Ghost. But God says it's not just for them, it's for the whole church. Individually, we all have to keep moving. We have to keep walking. And even when it looks like that we're, you ever felt like at times you're going in a circle? Let me tell you about a man that for 38 years in the book of John in the 5th chapter, for 38 years, this man was blind and for 38 years, but he never let the blindness stop him. Because you see, every year there was a season that the water got troubled. Oh, thank God. And for 38 years, he'd been blind, and every year that water got troubled. And even in his blindness, he tried to make it to the water. But all those years, somebody else beat him into the water. But you know what? It did not stop him from trying. Sometimes we say, I've tried and I've tried and I've tried. There's no use. That man would say, keep on walking. Amen. Keep on walking. Amen. Don't stop now. And you say, why can't I stop? Because the dangers of stopping is that we become cold and indifferent. Paul would say it like this. It's time that we keep walking so that we can grow up. We've been on the milk long enough. It's time that we walk on and gain some strength by being on the meat of the Word of God. Don't stop now. but keep walking. And church, can I brag on you for a minute? Over the years, I've seen many of you that has taken steps when you felt like you could not. I've seen you walk through things that you thought you never would be able to endure. I've seen some of you take those giant leaps of faith, and God has blessed you, and you have grown exponentially to a place to where you are now no longer just part of the church, but you are part of the leadership of the church. And that you have grown up. And you say, well, that means that you're old. Not all elders are old. It's those that have the wisdom of God and have walked through each and every step that God has brought them through. In the book of Matthew, in the 9th chapter, in the book of Luke as well, and the book of John, they all three tell us about a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 long years. Every year. The Bible says that she spent all that she had on many physicians. But Cody, instead of getting better, she got worse. She got worse. The law said, you cannot walk outside of your door. She said, I've come to a point right now in my life that I have to do something. Help me, church. I've got to do something. I cannot just sit here anymore and watch my health, watch my life deteriorate, and I'm going to die if I stay where I'm at. You know what she did? She took a bold move. In that she opened the door to her house and she stepped outside her comfort zone. For 12 long years, she'd been confined to that house because if she stepped outside, the law said because of her issue of blood that she could be stoned to death. She took the step and went out the door and she heard about the crowd, no doubt, that Jesus was in town. Has anybody else heard? The Lord is in town today. She got there, started her journey to where the Lord was at, and I'm trying to preach it the way God gave it to me. And she got there taking those steps, each one of them, no doubt in fear that someone would recognize her and her life would come to an end. But she took step after step until she got to where the crowd was at, to where the Lord was at. And then the crowd was so big, she couldn't even get through the press of the crowd. How many of us have taken step after step, and then we get to a roadblock? And many of us would say, this is far as I can go. But this woman determined in her heart, I'm not going back home the way I came. Oh, praise the Lord. And the Bible says that instead of turning around and going back home, she got down upon her knees. Oh, thank you, Lord. When I can't walk, and she got there to the place where he was at, and she still could not get to Jesus, but she said, Mary, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I would be made whole. Amen. You know what she did in faith? She kept on walking. She reached out and touched that little string that was ran down from the hem of his garment, and the moment she touched it, oh, she no longer crawled. She got up on her feet and she was able to walk like she had not been sick at all. And she got up praising the Lord, and God, the Savior, said, who touched me? For I felt virtue go out. And they said, look at this big crowd. I believe she could have raised her hand and said, it was me, Lord. I'm the one who touched you. You see, we have no excuse to stop walking. No excuse. for ourselves, for our loved ones, for our church, for our Lord and Savior. Because if we stop, we'll end up like Lot. And I ain't got much longer to preach. But Lot was walking, and so did Abraham walk. They ended up in two different areas. The difference was, church, Abraham kept on walking. Lot stopped because the world caught his eye. The world caught his eye. How many of our Christians today have stopped walking because the world has caught their eye? The gods of this world is more important to them than the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The gods of this world is more important to them than the God who saved their dying soul. Let me tell you today, when God laid this on my heart, I reflect it back for just a moment. Brother Eli, with his cancer and his health has deteriorated so bad. But you know what? He got a stick to help him walk. Oh. What did God tell our forefather? Get your staff in your hand. I'll walk with you every step of the way. And then there's times when Brother Eli, even with his walking stick, it's not enough. But you know what he does? He gets a brother or sister. One on one side or one on the other. And they help him to walk into the church house. How many of us today, through the years, we can look back and see where it was the strength of others that helped us to walk? Oh, it was the strength of others that helped us to make it to where we're at today. And now, I know many of you as well, we want to be the strength to help others to make it to where we're at. And yet, I'm not satisfied where I'm at. Because, and I said, he told them that they could have all the way to the Mediterranean Sea. In my studies, as I looked this up, and this is just Roger's timetable, I don't know the exact number of years, but from Moses to the time that Solomon reached the Mediterranean Sea, it was 400 to 500 years later. They could have been there in the first year had they kept walking. But you know what happened? They got happy where they was at. Look what we've got. We've got houses that we didn't build. We've got vineyards that we did not plant. We've got gardens that we can eat from that we did not plant. We've got all of this goodness. And today, God, give me a witness this morning. We've got it good right where we're at. But God has so much more if we will just keep walking. Don't stop. Don't stop, church, because God is depending upon every one of us to do our part. And you know, I don't want to walk too fast, nor do I want to walk too slow. I want to walk as God leads me and guides me. But did you know this today? Because of their disobedience, that's why it took them 40 years to get out of the wilderness. It ought to have been about a week and a half journey. But they just sinned against God, spoke against Moses and God. And you remember our message in years past. I said that all they did was come past the mountain. They just kept going around and around in a circle. And they came to a point to where God said, "You've come past this mountain long enough." Hey, man, how many of us know people that's going in circles? Oh, how to preach, won't it? Their life is just going in a circle. You know, and I got caught up in this, and I'll close. That what we think that life is, all we do is eat, sleep, and work, eat, and sleep. We think that that's all life is. You get up in the morning, you go to work, you come home, you eat supper, you go to bed, you get up in the morning, and that's the whole life. No, even in the workplace, I can have joy. Amen. Even cutting the grass, I can have joy. Gavin and me had fun the other day shoveling snow until he deserted me and went to playing. And that's all right. How many of us know as parents and as adults, there are times we need to let kids be kids. But there's also a time when I was a child, I partook of childish things. But when I became a man, I put away those childish things. I no longer sit and play the games. I don't get down unless Gavin makes me and play with cars. I have a new responsibility, and that is to walk upright and keep on pursuing the work that God has given us to do and pursuing the blessing that He has in store for me and for my children and for my grandchildren and for our church today. You know, looking back, and I'll close, how many of us can remember mom and dads doing things just so that their children could have stuff? I've talked with people before, and I never did reflect on me until I heard this. And the guy would say that when it was supper time or breakfast, his mom and dad would always make sure the kids ate. And then if there was anything left, they would eat. They didn't do that out of courtesy. They did that to make sure the kids ate. How many of us as parents today, we put our kids way before ourselves? But God has put us even before His blessed Son, Jesus Christ, because He died for your sins and mine. And I believe the message in the word that we read to you today was God encouraging Moses, keep walking. This morning, I don't want you to leave as Robbie gets us a song saying, Roger, come to tear us down. No, I come to encourage you this morning. Keep walking. Keep walking. See, there was boundaries set for Moses and Joshua and the children of Israel. God has set no boundary on us. In the spiritual realm, everything we desire, God can give it to us. And He wants to give it to us. Not the things that the world has, but the things that God has. He wants us to have. I'm thinking back this week about people that walked that extra step. You know who they were? They were the ones that went to church praising the Lord, because they knew what it was like to walk in a dry, barren desert. They knew what it was like to have to climb a mountainside. Becky made a prayer request today, and I think, Lord, help them to walk, because they are so many people. To Rachel's prayer request, so many people are going through so much. And did you know when you start walking, the road gets hard and long? And there's times that you get frustrated, even to the point of anger. That's when I have to stop and say, Lord, help me get my life in the right perspective. I'm not walking to be seen. I'm not walking that others might mimic me. But I'm walking for myself, that I might be able to help others. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. Today, are you still walking? Or have you sat down? And I'm not casting stones this morning, because I've been there. I'm just trying to encourage you. Get up and start walking. Because it's worth it. It's worth it. Sing, Robbie. How about it today? Anybody at all that would say, Lord, help me to take that next step? You know you're saved. There's no question about that. But the question comes in, if What have you done since you've been saved? Are you walking? Or have you sat down and said, this is where I'll be? God don't want just church members. He wants people that are walking with Him and working for Him to get others in. Yes. Trust the Lord today. Yes. My burdens lie. Today, how many of us get so frustrated with the things that life throws on us that, and just like that, a good day can turn sour. A day that you had such great aspirations for and you thought, Lord, this is going to be a good one. And then something happens. You know, sometimes I feel like I take two steps forward to get knocked back three. I'm just being open with you this morning. And if we're not careful, that spiritual walk that feels like that will get into our personal walk. It'll affect our relationships. There's times Becky will tell you she don't even want to be around me. Yeah. And I'll tell you, there's times I don't want to be around her. Some of y'all laugh, but it's true. Because our disposition is such that there's days I don't even want to be around myself. Because we get so angered and frustrated by everything that's happening around us. And especially when I think about the things happening in our world. Did y'all know right up the street here, the school is going to start having after-school programs for Satan worship? And you say, the school can't do that. It's a place that's rented part of the school. And if they rent any of the school to other religious groups, then it opens the door. They have to rent it to any religious group. And I can't remember the exact name of the school, but it's elementary school. They're going to be having after-school program for a satanic. Lebanon. Thank you, Terry. I knew it was up there by you, but I couldn't remember the name of the school. And people say, what is this world coming to? I'll tell you what. It goes right with our message. God's people have stopped walking. We've stopped walking. What was the command Jesus gave us? To take the word to the uttermost parts. We've not reached it yet, church. And I'm not talking about way out yonder in the world somewhere. Did you know the biggest field for us to work in is right here? America is going to hell in a handbasket. Because we've opened up. We've quit walking. And when we quit walking, Satan don't walk. He runs. Isn't that what the scripture says? He runs to and fro. Didn't know I was going to put all that in the message, but it's time we start walking. Today, I hope you've enjoyed being in the house of the Lord. Again, I don't want you to leave here saying, he tried to tear us down. No, I'm trying to build you up. How many of you, by the raise of hand today, know God has blessed you to be right where you're at today? He's given you everything you have. And it's good, is it not? But walk on. He's got more tomorrow if you'll keep walking in His grace and mercy. Don't give up. Times are hard. God laid on my heart, and I didn't put it in the message today because I guess it just slipped my mind. You know, this COVID's got so many people down. Got them down. And I understand that. But folks, our forefathers went through a whole lot worse. And they still got up and kept walking. they still kept walking. You know what kept them walking? Their love for God, their love for family, and their love for their country. And folks, we need to get it back in our households today. Have you enjoyed God's word this morning? I hope you keep walking. Come back tonight at 6 o'clock. And you don't have to walk. You can drive. Come back tonight at 6 o'clock and be with us in our service. And come out. You know we got a lot out with COVID. So everyone that can, come back tonight for our worship service.